seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then tingle the people way. One day them dead and them not dead yet. But when them think, then tingle the people way. One day them dead and them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way to them turn worse people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red, feeling no one can touch them. Them have a next thing coming. Cause when them think, then thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think, then thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, freedom, justice, and equality right here, right now on this earth. This is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. Let us move to the Quran and continue to prove Bible, New and Old Testament, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, the universe, the creation. The universe and the creation are the original scriptures from which we get Bible, and from which we get Quran, from which we get Bhagavad Gita, I Ching. The original scripture is the universe and creation. And so that being the reality, we have no problem moving from the ancient writings of Kemet to the ancient writings of the African Hebrew Israelite scientists. New Old and New Testament, and moving from there to the writing of the Quran, all teaching the same reality. We are in chapter 6 of the Quran. The section is Abraham's argument for divine unity, because the human family is splintered and split, divided into sectarian quadrants. This portion of the human family exhibiting hatred for another portion of the human family, all of it manipulated by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families through their puppets, presidents, prime ministers, heads of education, financial, educational, governmental, religious institutions, heads of corporations, media moguls, media leaders, all of them feeding into the mentality of division so that they can keep us divided, so that the wicked ruling class and ruling families may continue to maintain power. Abraham, the father of the multitudes, wants us to come together on divine unity, recognizing the divine reality within us all. In verse 81, giving us advice as poor working class masses of the people, teaching us that we should not put up anyone and equate anyone with Allah and the family of Allah. Those that we put up, those that we set up, those House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, leaders that come out of Oxford and Yale and so on and so forth. These that we vote into the seat of the presidency, or as prime ministers, or as mayors, or as governors. The family of Allah is one monotheistic family. Allah is the Almighty Father, and Allah the Almighty Mother, and we as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, we are one family who are raised to constitute a new civilization, a new creation made up of all of that which is needed in a civilization, from judges and rulers to teachers to prophets, so on and so forth. We are one Allah. And let us define Allah again in the African Hebrew language. African Hebrew language, African Aramaic language, mother, father languages of the African Arabic language. Allah, found under the number 5927. It's a verb, means to go up, to ascend, to climb. So Allah, the Almighty Father, raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge that we may ascend, that we may meet each other on such a high plane, that we may visit, these are the various definitions of Allah, visit each other in such high mental knowledge, that we may follow this knowledge, that we may depart from the wicked ruling class and come unto the Most High, withdraw, retreat. These are other definitions. We withdraw from the mind of the wicked ruling class. We retreat from the mind of the wicked ruling class. To go up, to come up of animals as well. To spring up, to grow, to shoot forth of vegetation. So in this high mind of Allah, we spring up, we grow like vegetation, because we are feeding on the knowledge of the Most High Father Allah. To go up over, to rise of a natural phenomenon. So we go up over the wicked ruling class like a natural phenomenon, that which is studied in the physical structure of this creation. Let me hit this word, phenomenon. We love to know the definitions of words. A fact or situation that is observed to exist or happen. One whose cause is in question. A remarkable person or thing. So when we rise up above the wicked mentality of this Babylon system, they look at us as a phenomenon, because they have not calculated that we would go into the mind of Allah and rise above their wicked mind and their knowledge used for wickedness. They do not see. They feel like they will hold us forever. They are attempting to hold us within their construct forever. So when we rise up and are raised up by Allah and overcome the wicked Babylon system, overcome the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, this is what Abraham desires. We are looked upon as a phenomenon to come up before God. So the wicked ruling class do not want us to know the Most High, do not want us to scientifically study the universe and study ourselves and see the unity of our construct with the universe and the unity of our construct with the Most High, which would bring us up before the Most High to stand in the presence of the Most High and acquire the knowledge of the Most High to defeat this wicked Babylon system. To go up, go over, to extend of boundary. So we have boundaries that have been emplaced on this earth by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to divide us from each other. Look at our sisters and brothers in Mexico. I live in the United States of North America. Our sisters and brothers in Mexico, in Central and South America, and other places. Let's say it this way. California, New Mexico, Arizona, many of your states, half the country that is called the United States of North America was at one time Mexico. But there was a boundary created to separate this portion of Mexico from the portion of Mexico that we call Mexico, forcing those who yet live in Mexico to decide whether or not they would cross the new boundary, being that this was their home as well, facing these sisters and brothers in Mexico, facing the reality that the United States of North America and the government and the military have stolen, and the multinational corporations of America have stolen the land of the Mexican peasant and farmer, even in Mexico, driving them off of their land, and now they have to cross a boundary. But these boundaries are false boundaries. Recall what we have said repeatedly about the Berlin Conference in what, 1860-something, 1870-something, the late 1800s. This conference in Berlin, Germany, in which the European powers and America agreed, drew new boundaries in Africa, new boundaries subsequently in Asia and Central and South America and Mexico. But Africa, these boundaries are not the original boundaries. So Allah takes us over these boundaries, over everything that separates us from each other, separates us from the land, wealth, and the resources, separates us from the universe, separates us from the Most High. To excel, to be superior to. We must teach the children the knowledge of the Most High that they may excel beyond Babylon and act in superior to this Babylon system, so that our youth may be empowered to create and recreate and resurrect and resuscitate the civilization of the Most High on the earth realm, all over this earth, in human flesh. Through our human flesh, we become the civilization of the Most High, to be taken up, to be brought up, to be taken away. So when we, as we continue to study the scriptures, we're lifted up. We're taken up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're taken away from the grip of Babylon, from the grip of the influence of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're taken out of the grip of their politics, their Hollywood, their entertainment, their schools, their construct, everything that they have put in place to keep a hold of us, to keep us down, as Bob Marley would say, get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. So we are here to be taken up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, to be brought up out of that wicked mentality, to be taken away from. It is through Allah, the Almighty Father, and Illah, the Almighty Mother, who stands for wisdom, the knowledge, the mind of supreme wisdom, is the sacred feminine, the Almighty Mother Allah. To take one's self away, to be exalted. We're moving away from Babylon. We are now exalted. Abram was the exalted father, and then he becomes Abraham, the father of the multitudes. But he was exalted because he dared to go into the mind of Allah, and he became exalted above the ancient Babylon, the ancient system of warfare and bloodshed and colonialism and idolatry, which is covetousness. Idolatry is covetousness, to covet what is not yours and take it by means of killing and bloodshed is idolatry. The idol is only symbolic of wood and stone and diamonds and rubies, the resources in the earth. So the Roman Empire, the ancient Babylon Empire, the Roman Empire, today's modern day Roman Empire is made up of the mentality of taking wealth and resources that do not belong to them and use bloodshed and warfare to bring up, to cause to ascend or climb, to cause to go up, to bring against, take away, bring up, draw up, train, to ascend, to rouse, stir up, to offer, bring up as gifts, to exalt, to cause, to ascend, to offer, to carry away, be led up, taken up into, inserted in, to be offered, to lift oneself. So we are being trained to be inserted into the mind of the Most High Father Allah, that we may be brought up as gifts of the Most High, and that the knowledge and wisdom of the Most High are in turn gifts that we are being inserted into, that we are roused up and stirred up mentally, that we may defeat this Babylon system. So Abraham is telling us he does not fear in any way those that you or we have set up with him, Allah, unless my Lord please. My Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. Will you not then mind? So he, Abraham, is looking at this system and looking at how we over and over again raise up people before us that in reality are working against us and working against that which is for the betterment of ourselves. Look at how we voted in President Obama. But look at how President Obama is working for the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, and is using the CIA and Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra CIA creations to continue the bloodshed in Libya, to continue the bloodshed in Syria. And look at how he, Obama, on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, is yet trying to exert influence in Egypt, because Egypt has played the game of buttressing Israel. And so even though you have a situation where the military has overthrown Morsi, because Morsi wanted to go to war with Ethiopia and join in the warfare and bloodshed with Syria, and Obama supported those ideas, but the military of Egypt has stepped in, not caring that the IMF has destroyed the economy of Egypt and raised foodstuffs and raised subsidies so high that the poor can't afford subsidies and food and oil. But the military didn't want warfare with Ethiopia and warfare to join the war in Syria. So on the one hand, we say, yes, thank you, military of Egypt, for not going to war with Ethiopia and not joining the war in Syria. But we say to the military that you did not stand up against the economic warfare imposed upon you by the International Monetary Fund from the House of Rothschild. And whatever killing that you are doing against the Muslim Brotherhood, and we know that the Muslim Brotherhood was created by British intelligence, and that the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi sold out to the International Monetary Fund House of Rothschild and were willing to go to war in Ethiopia and go to war in Syria, the Sunni clerics. So you see all of this division and how we have set these people up as gods and goddesses beside Allah. Beside Allah, our Almighty Father, and ourselves as inserts into the mind of Allah, making one monotheistic Allah family. And we see that we have set up those that would take us off the course of this divine unity. Abraham says, no, cease doing that. Now, he says Lord here in the Quran. My Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. Will you not then mind? Who is the Lord? See, these are various words used to describe the Most High. Allah, Allah, Lord, so on and so forth. So Lord in the African Hebrew language is Yahovah. Some people say Jehovah. Some people say Jehovah. Some people say Jehovah. Some people say Yahovah. Some people say Yahweh. But Yahovah, Yahweh, 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means the existing one. So the Lord is the existing one. To exist is to live. The existing one is the living one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh Yahovah as having the attribute of begetting and conceiving, because Yahweh Yahovah is a scientific word having to do with life and existence, giving birth to this universe to further the birthing of life and existence. So Yahweh Yahovah has to be father begetting and mother conceiving, because scientifically there is no life without the agency of both father begetting and mother conceiving to give birth to life. What we must realize is that the titles Lord and Savior and Son of God, Bringer of Peace and Civilization, these were the titles of Caesar and the Roman Empire and the Senate of the Roman Empire. Caesar carried these titles. So when Prophet Muhammad has Abraham saying that the Lord, his Lord, and in the African Hebrew is Yahovah, is the Lord. And when we see the apostles and the disciples taking those titles, Lord and Savior, and putting them on Yahushua, what we are looking at is a rebellion against the wicked ruling class, ruling families, the Roman Empire, all despots and wicked rulers and wicked ruling class, ruling families who use warfare and bloodshed, division, death, hell, and destruction. We rebel against them and take those righteous titles and put those titles on the Most High and on righteous men and women who adhere to the principles and tenets of the Most High. In the African Hebrew language, Yahovah is the Most High. So what we are saying is, when we adhere to the tenets of existing, the principles and tenets and attributes and characteristics of existence for all, Yahovah is existence and existing and life for all. Not for a few, not for the oligarchy few rulers, not for the plutocratic wealthy rulers exclusively. Life is for all. The science of life is for all of us. On one level or another, we are worshiping life. If someone comes to take your life, you fight to keep your life, your existence, because that is all that you ultimately have. With no existence, you can't do any work in the earth realm. So we fight to keep our life and existence. We eat and drink to continue our life and existence. We go out and we work to provide for ourselves and our families that we may continue life and existence. So the wicked ruling class and ruling families want to take our lives, cease our existence. But Yahovah is life and existence for all. So Abraham is telling us that he desires to please Yahovah. And Prophet Muhammad is showing us that we are to please Yahovah, the existing Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, who scientifically give birth to life and existence in the universe, through the universe, for all. So those that have been set up, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, their puppets and prime ministers, they work to cease life and existence for all. And some may say, but do they not keep us around to do the manual labor and manual work? Maybe so, but they do not teach us that high level of knowledge and wisdom that we may exist on a high level. They only want our bodies, and they want to kill our spiritual existence, mental existence, moral existence that would be connected to the Most High. They want to keep us from our true knowledge of our true selves. So Abraham is telling us, rebel against Caesar, rebel against the wicked ruling class and ruling families, rebel against the empire. Prophet Muhammad is saying, rebel against Caesar, rebel against the Roman Empire. And today, rebel against the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, rebel against the Republican Party, Senator McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, rebel against President Obama and the Democratic Party, those who believe in destroying poor working class masses of the people. That is cessation of existence for the poor working class masses. We say no. Yahovah is for all. Yahovah is for all. And we want to eliminate the situation and condition that has caused this warfare and bloodshed. Abraham says, my Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. Let me see if I can hit the word knowledge right quick or no. Do I have knowledge in this Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary? I know that I have the word no in this Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Let's see, yeah, knowledge. Let's see what knowledge is in the African Hebrew language, my sisters and brothers. The word knowledge is da'af, 1847, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word is masculine and feminine, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, coming together to represent knowledge. This means that this word is defined as knowledge, perception, skill, discernment, understanding, and wisdom. Traditionally, knowledge is associated with the sacred masculine, and wisdom is associated with the sacred feminine. And in this word, knowledge, we have the combination of knowledge and wisdom producing understanding. So the combination and unity of sacred masculine and sacred feminine. But Perception. What is the definition of perception? Perception is the ability to see and hear, to become aware of something through the senses. The state of being or process of becoming aware of something in such a way. Abraham is talking about the system and once again how we have set up leadership that is leading us away from the principles, characteristics, and attributes of Yahweh Yahovah, life for all. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.